This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Sashastra Seema Bal Director General Sanjay Singhal reviews forces' preparedness to ensure free, fair and peaceful assembly elections in Assam. Multi-cornered electoral contest likely in the 9th April by-election to Koridang Assembly Constituency in Mokokchung District of Nagaland. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha says state prepared for special intensive revision process which is yet to commence, and Eid celebrated across Northeast along with the rest of the country amid religious fervour and joy. The news in detail. The Sashastra Seema Bal SSB Director General Sanjay Singhal reviewed the forces' preparedness to ensure free, fair and peaceful assembly elections in Assam. He interacted with local police officials as well as representatives of the Bhutan administration yesterday. The SSB is responsible for guarding the India-Bhutan border in Assam. Mr. Singhal visited the sector headquarters at Rangya and chaired a meeting with SSB nodal officers deployed for the Assam elections. The DG later visited Udalguri, where he interacted with personnel deployed on election duty and reviewed arrangements with district superintendents of police, focusing on law and order preparedness. The Assam Assembly elections are scheduled to be held on 9 April, with counting of votes on 4th of May. A multi-cornered electoral contest is likely in the 9th April by-election to the Koridang Assembly Constituency in Mokokchung District of Nagaland, with major political parties having already announced their candidates. The Opposition Congress yesterday announced its nominee T. Chalukumba Ao as the party's candidate. The NPP has nominated I. Abeng Jung for the by-election. Dosher I. Im Chen is the BJP's candidate. The by-election in Koridang was necessitated following death of Im Gong L. Im Chen, who passed away in November last year. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has informed that the special intensive revision process for electoral rolls was yet to commence in the state. However, guidelines from the Election Commission in this regard are expected soon. Addressing an organizational meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party's state unit in Agartala yesterday, he said the government is preparing to ensure accurate information reaches the public. No genuine voter should be left out during the process, he asserted. The Tripura Education Department has decided to introduce pre-primary sections in 450 more government schools across the state. Director of Elementary Education, Ranjib Datta, has directed all district education officers to take necessary steps at the earliest to implement the decision. The directive also emphasizes ensuring that pre-primary sections become operational from the 2026-27 academic year. The move is aimed at strengthening foundational education and expanding early childhood learning opportunities within the government school system. The Defence Geoinformatics Research Establishment, Chandigarh, has sounded an avalanche alert for higher reaches of Gangtok and Pakyong district. A medium-level avalanche threat exists in regions above 3,500 metres where snow conditions are currently unstable. Authorities have cautioned that steep and snow-covered slopes remain particularly vulnerable. Residents, tourists and trekkers have been advised to avoid high-altitude travel unless absolutely necessary and to remain vigilant while moving through such areas. The alert follows prevailing weather patterns that may weaken snow layers, increasing the chances of avalanches. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, with support of the Meghalaya Farmers Empowerment Commission, organized a monthly farmers market at the parking lot of the Directorate of Fisheries opposite St. Edmund's College in Shillong yesterday. The initiative, aimed at celebrating farmers and their fresh produce, seeks to provide cultivators with a convenient platform to directly sell their products. The market offers consumers easy access to farm fresh goods. Farmers from different parts of Meghalaya participated in the market, bringing along a diverse range of products for sale. A statewide mega job fair was held yesterday at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Centre in Nagaland's Timapur, offering a wide range of employment opportunities across multiple sectors. The job fair covered sectors such as home support services, manufacturing, hospitality and aviation, construction, industrial and technical trades, healthcare and nursing, technology and innovation, IT and IT-enabled services, culinary arts and sales and retail. More than 1,000 applicants registered for the statewide Mega Job Fair 2026. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has announced that a health university will soon be established in the state. The government is working with a comprehensive action plan to strengthen the healthcare system so that people do not need to travel outside the state for treatment. Although such cases have reduced significantly, he emphasized the need for greater public awareness. In Manipur, the Agri Vision Agri Youth Parliament 2026 was kicked off at the Central Agricultural University in Imphal yesterday. The 3 days program, organized under the theme Futuristic Agriculture for Northeast Bharat, Sustainability, Innovation and Opportunities, was inaugurated by Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. The event focuses on emerging research, technological advancements and innovative solutions in agriculture and allied sectors. The Governor stated that the Agri-Youth Parliament serves as a vital platform bringing together youth and stakeholders to shape the future of agriculture in the Northeast. The Governor underscored that with scientific support, value addition and better market access, Manipur can drive rural prosperity and gain global recognition. A two-day workshop cum on-site training on development of Monpa handmade Monshugo paper commenced at the Sangbu Monpa Handmade Paper Center in Tawang yesterday. It is aimed at revitalizing and modernizing this unique indigenous craft in Arunachal Pradesh. Maling Gombu, chairman of the Arunachal Pradesh Khadi and Village Industries Board, underlined the importance of upgrading traditional paper-making practices through scientific methods. He stressed the need to engage local youth and artisans, noting the region's abundant availability of Monshugu bark. He added that eco-friendly design interventions and product innovation could open new livelihood opportunities. Third Northeast Film Festival NEIFF 2026 began yesterday at Tanta Police Cinema, Lamphel, Imphal. The two-day festival is jointly organized by THUNA, the Directorate of Information and Public Relations, Government of Manipur and All Manipur Film Producers Association. It is being sponsored by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India and the National Film Development Corporation. The two-day film festival will showcase 9 films from across the Northeast region, including 4 Manipuri, 4 Assamese and 1 Meghalaya Khasi film. Al-Fitr was celebrated amid religious fervor and joy across the Northeast region along with the rest of the country yesterday. The Muslim faithful offered namaz at various idgahs and mosques and exchanged greetings on completion of the holy month of Ramadan. Manipur joined in celebrating Eid festival with prayers and public gatherings. Marking the end of the month-long fasting period of Ramzan, the biggest festival of the Muslim community, Muslims across the state gathered early in the morning to offer special Eid prayers. The Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh, greeted the Muslim community on this auspicious occasion with a call for peace and communal harmony. The holy festival of Eid was also celebrated across Tripura with great religious fervor and due solemnity. Muslims across the state gathered early in the morning to offer special Eid prayers. Large congregations were witnessed in Eidgahs and mosques in various districts, including the Gedu Mia Mosque at Shibnagar in Agartala, where devotees assembled in significant numbers. Following the prayers, special supplications were offered for peace, prosperity and harmony in the state, the country and across the world. Eid was also celebrated across Meghalaya in an atmosphere of peace and joy. The unique glass mosque in Shillong, Medina Masjid, was teeming with Muslim faithful and also visitors from other faiths as well. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma greeted the people on the occasion of Eid. Before we wind up the news headlines once again, Sahastra Seemabal Director General Sanjay Singhal reviews forces' preparedness to ensure free, fair and peaceful assembly elections in Assam. Multi-cornered electoral contest likely in 9th April by-election to Koridang Assembly Constituency in Mokokchung District of Nagaland. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha says state prepared for special intensive revision process which is yet to commence, and Eid celebrated across Northeast along with the rest of the country amid religious fervour and joy. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.